A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Ksubas Mem Zayin, Ksubas 47a, pagination 93. We're going to start from about halfway on the page. We have two dots. And Ve'ina Ocho Peres Bechayeha, the last on the line is Tafresh Tanu Rabbanon. Referring back to the Mishnah, which contrasted the relationship of the husband with his wife with the father with his daughter. And we said that when it comes to a husband with his wife, the property that the woman owns can bear fruit for the husband. The husband will manage the property and he's going to be able to harvest the fruit and benefit from it. So if it's a conventional field, so the land and the trees are going to belong to the woman, and the fruit, for example, the oranges that are harvested, are going to belong to the husband. Likewise, in a more urban setting, you might have an apartment building that's owned by the woman, and the revenue, the rent, is going to go to the husband. Our Mishnah ruled that the father's relationship with his daughter is quite different. In that, Ya'aseh Segula, the property of the girl is hers, even regarding the peros, what's produced from it. And the father is only a manager. He's going to ensure that the girl's property is properly attended to, but he is not the one reaping the benefits. Now, if you're curious how a girl comes to own property independent of the father, the father had nothing to do with it, so there could be a variety of ways, perhaps, but one of the simplest is if, unfortunately, the mother of this girl passed away, and then the grandfather of this girl, maternal grandfather, passed away without leaving other heirs, such that this girl inherited her grandfather. So she has property, independent, significant property, independent of her father. And the ruling of our Mishnah was that the father does not benefit from the property in her lifetime. Of course, if she would predecease him, he would inherit her. But until such would happen, her property is hers alone, even in the revenue that it turns in. Our Gemara will introduce a dissenting opinion. And even if we do not paskin like this dissenting opinion, it is illuminating to be aware of the concern that's outlined in this Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Ha'av eina ochel peros b'chaye bito, the father does not use the fruit, does not benefit from the fruit that's generated from his daughter's property. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Ha'av ochel peros b'chaye bito, the father does benefit from the daughter's property. B'maika miflegi, the Gemara asks, what exactly is the machlokes? What prompts Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda to say that Chazal did legislate or should legislate that the father can benefit from the daughter's property? Tanakama Savar, the original opinion held, Bishlama Baal, I understand the husband, Takinu Le Rabbanon Piri, the Rabbanon authorized him to benefit from the property, d'imkein, because if you didn't do so, mimna v'lo porik, he would be very resentful, and he wouldn't want to redeem her, he wouldn't want to lay out a lot of money, should the need arise. So you have to allow him to kind of buy in to what's going on, and his buy-in is that he's benefiting from her property, and therefore if an significant expense would come up, he understands that he's going to cover it. Whereas, just to go through the logic, had she been independent and been running her own business, independent of him, and he doesn't reap any benefit from it, so then he would either be resentful or just feel like, let her take care of herself. Ela'av, but the father, Ma'ika Lameimar, what are you worried about? The mimna v'lo parik. You think the father's not going to redeem the daughter? If the daughter needs a significant outlay, you think the father's not going to come through? B'lav hachi parik la, certainly he will, even if he doesn't benefit from her property. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda sava, but Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda is arguing and saying a very incisive concept to appreciate. Av nami mimna velo porik. It's possible that the father also will have that attitude and he's not going to want a redeemer. Savar, he thinks. Kisa nakita ilavo. Rashi says, kis male maos yeshla besegula. She has plenty of money. She's got a purse full of money. Tezo v'tifrok nafsha, let her take care of herself. And we're worried that the father will not take the responsibility. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, even if we don't paskin like it. You have to appreciate the dynamic. Sometimes you'll notice that children will be entrepreneurs and they'll make so much money. They'll come home with from mowing lawns or from summer camp. They'll come home with a full $50 and we're really proud of them and we give them positive reinforcement. But in retrospect, we realize that if they were paying their own food, clothing, and shelter, the $50 wouldn't go very far. The only reason the $50 is so significant is because the father's covering all the expenses. He's the one paying for health insurance, and he's the one paying for the clothing, and he's the one paying for the food. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda is describing a dynamic that the father, if he's not given entree to the daughter's significant holdings, in that at least while he's paying her bills, he should reap benefits. So Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda is worried that there's going to be resentment, there's going to be eva, and the father's not going to come through on behalf of the child when a more significant expenditure is required. Let's add one quick statement from Amud Beis. We're about midway on the page, in the beginning of a line, the word tiknu, and the Gemara quantifies the rights of the husband. Tiknu mizenosea tachas ma'ase yodeha. They equated the food that she supported with from her husband in exchange for the work that she does. She makes some money, so he gets that money that she's earning, but in return, he provides for her. Uperkona, and the significant expenditure of redemption, tachas peros, that's instead of the fruit of her assets that he's allowed to benefit from while they're married. Ukuvurasa, and the payment for her burial expenses, is tachas kisuvasa, in exchange for the fact that he's going to inherit the money that she came into the marriage with, if indeed she predeceases him. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.